Foodborne Outbreak Control. According to the CDC website for foodborne disease, a foodborne disease outbreak, FBDO, is defined as an incident in which two or more persons experience a similar illness resulting from the ingestion of a common food. The CDC has resources to assist with collecting data during an outbreak investigation. Proving the linkage of disease to food requires collecting an optimal specimen for laboratory confirmation. With regard to foodborne outbreak investigation, the CDC refers to a 7-step process, as illustrated in Exhibit 6-2. Exhibit 6-2, Steps in an FBDO Investigation. Source, adapted from the CDC. Outbreak control is discussed in depth elsewhere in the text. However, with reference to potential outbreaks of gastroenteritis, which may be a result of foodborne contamination, to prevent cross-transmission, contact precautions should be implemented as soon as a resident develops signs or symptoms of gastroenteritis. The resident should be restricted to an assigned room and kept from participating in group activities until at least 48 hours after the last episode of diarrhea or vomiting. If two or more residents develop similar signs and symptoms of gastroenteritis, prompt investigation should be initiated using the basic principles of outbreak investigations. Handwashing is preferred over the use of hand sanitizers during an outbreak because organisms are mechanically removed from the hands during handwashing and some pathogens are not killed by alcohol-based hand sanitizers, IBHS. HCP who clean and disinfect heavily contaminated areas or who need to clean vomitus are recommended, at a minimum, to wear a barrier mask and face shield during cleaning to reduce risk of transmission. For additional risk reduction, they may instead choose to wear full PPE, including a procedure mask or respirator along with eye and face protection. LTC facility residents are particularly at risk for viral and bacterial gastroenteritis due to age-related decrease in gastric acid and overuse of medications such as proton pump inhibitors and other antacids. Common foodborne illnesses in LTC. The CDC estimates that each year roughly 1 in 6 Americans, or 48 million people, becomes ill, 128,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 die of foodborne diseases. The IP and LTC should be especially aware of the following foodborne pathogens: norovirus, salmonella, Clostridium perfringens, Campylobacter, and Listeria monocytogenes. The illnesses resulting from these pathogens have been introduced and discussed elsewhere in this text. However, due to their importance, additional information on each is included in the following table. Exhibit 6-3, Common Causes of Foodborne Illnesses in LTC Facilities.